Sunday night, Super Shir. I brought a bunch of Yavamas because the Tosfos and the Rishonim, the Tosfos at least, and Yavamas is more elaborate, elaborates more, and is more clear than the Tosfos actually here. What's clear here? We're talking about Nesina. The Mishnah says, "Elu Naira Sheish Lem Knas." It's a chiddush that even though they're asur, there are women that are asur to marry, and so, but there's still the parsha of Knas. That's what the Mishnah says by us. So one of the women on the list is Nesina. What is Nesina? So for Nesina, we go to Yavamas. And we have this very, we're not going to learn the whole story, but there's a long, long story by David HaMelech that he discovers that Bnei Yisrael are being punished for something. And they're being punished, apparently, for an Avera that was done b'mei Shaul HaMelech, that, and it's really like, it's a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim etzadikim kechut asayra, like, when you think what happened by Gush Katif, it's very, very scary to read the Tainan Bnei Yisrael there, the subtlety that was there. That you're talking about that Shaul HaMelech killed out Novir HaKohanim, thinking that they supported a rebellion against him, and this was hurtful to the Nesinim, which were, as we'll see in a moment, a tribe, really. It's a very... A tribe within the Jewish people. It's a tribe of people that were distinct. We'll be learning about why they were distinct. But they were distinct. You knew who a Nosin was, or who a Nesina was. That's the feminine of Nosin. So they were distinct. And they were Chotvei Eitz and Veshoavei Mayim. They were in servitude. They weren't mamas slaves. They did not have the status of Eved Kanani, certainly not Midioraisa. We'll see. Now we're getting into Rashi Tosfos, but Pashtus, according to everybody, they weren't Eved Kanani mamish. We're not talking about slavery, but they were given over for servitude, maybe for the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan, maybe even for individuals' use to chop wood and provide. Like automatic avodim, it was felt they were separate, like the untouchables. Like they were a case, the tribe, and they didn't intermarry, but they were gerim, they were full-fledged Jews, and therefore they were hurt by the Ir HaKohanim being destroyed, because that was their parnasa. That they were paid for their work. They didn't work for free. There wasn't a slavery. They were paid for their work, and. So their parnasa was mekupach, and this was a taina on Bnei Yisrael that part of the issue. When you do something, like you know, you kill out the city, you think they're in rebellion, but you have to take everything into account. You have to try to. Really, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take everything into account when things happen. That's the pasuk of Kel Emuna Ve'Ein Ovel, that if Hashem decides, so to speak, someone has to die, so it takes into cheshbon. The effect on the parents, the children, the cousins, someone that's going to hear about it and feel be it. It's like everything's taken into account. But a boss of a dumb can't do that, but has to try as much as possible to ameliorate any ripple effects to people. And they didn't do that. And they were taken to task. And David actually does something which is not Torah-based. He goes... I don't want to call it the Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, because it's the other way. He punishes the Lifnei Mishuras Hadin, and he kills out Shaul's descendants with the Nesinim demanding their blood. The Nesinim demanding the blood of Shaul's descendants. And the fact that it's a very, very difficult dinyan.
He had the halachic right to do it, yeah?
No. Oh, who had the halachic
right? I'm not saying that it was...
Who had the halachic right? The halachic right? No, it was a melech can kill Shalom and Adin. But he has to have a good reason for it. The Gemara says he did it to avoid Chil Hashem. It's a very heavy Gemara, very difficult Gemara. The Gemara calls it that it was ne'ekar osachas min haTorah. It was obliviating a portion of the Torah, and it says bonam lo yumsu alavos. But the greater chilul Hashem, you know, it's very difficult Gemara. The bottom line is, though, that their achzorius came out. It turned out that it was good we didn't mix with them. They're the exact opposite of Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are mevater, kind-hearted people. We're softies. If you ever feel, we're also a little crazy, like with the Arabs and this, but although we're crazy and not normal people, but it comes from a good place a little. It doesn't necessarily come from the self-hating Jew. Jews are always in the forefront of social welfare, of, you know, being on the side of the downtrodden. And if you could just get them, if you get a Jew to believe that someone's downtrodden, so he becomes on his side. He doesn't even bother to check out the facts sometimes. He just likes the idea of being with the underdog. All right. Anyway, by shonim gomle chasodim rachmonim. That's what it says. And the Nesinim exhibited opposite character traits. And it was felt it was in the genes. It was in the genes. It was achzorim, and they have such things. Certain umos have certain character traits. Anyway, so David HaMelech makes a gzeira that they're usur. David gozer aleihem. We're in Yevamos. Oh, I don't want to learn the Gemara. I just want to learn the Tosfos. I'm telling you over the Gemara. All this is like, woo, all of this, all of that. David says they're usur. Then the Gemara says, David said they're usur. Yehoshua, the Nesinim, who are these Nesinim? These Nesinim are the people when Yeshua came in, were on the Zion Chesom at Bay, Zion Tesom and Aleph in Yevamos. When the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, do you know the story with Yehoshua? One of the Chivi, they're a tribe of Chiviites, and there's a whole discussion. They didn't want to fight the Jews. Why didn't they just... It's also complicated, because Yeshua allowed whoever wanted to was able to make peace. Why didn't they just make peace? What did they have to make a whole spiel for? There are answers. They made a spiel, they made believe, they fooled Yeshua into entering a treaty with them, thinking they were a nation from a very faraway place. So he made a treaty, then he finds out they're like down the block, Muhammad, you know. And Yeshua keeps the treaty. He says it'll be Chilul Hashem if they break it. If that has ramifications for the Oslo Agreement, I don't know. It's something to think about, that they were fooled and it was the whole treaty was a mistake from the beginning. And Yeshua felt it would be a Chilul Hashem. I'm not Chasu Shalom Tzush telling it, but it is, and Tzush telling it enough that there is what to think about. That you see, you know, who was the Chilul Hashem for the Umos HaOlam, and they were fooled. The whole thing was, you know, they fooled them. So he was concerned about it, but he made them have servitude. So he was gozer chotvei eitz v'shavei mayim, and that's where the word Nesinim comes from. By yitneim Yehoshua, from the word Nosan. By yitneim Yehoshua, the pasuk is on the quoted here. On the Ayin Tesam and Aleph and Yevamos, the next to the last line, you can see the pasuk. Vayitneim Yehoshua b'yomahu chot ve'yetu v'shua v'imayim la'eda u'lemizbach Hashem.
The Gurim didn't mind that. But it's a treaty. The Gurim didn't mind the fact that he made them slaves. The fact that he kept the treaty.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he kept his word. The treaty was he wouldn't kill them.
No, he killed them. He just hit them.
Okay.
But is the treaty truly enforceable? One of them,
no, clearly not. That's the chiddush. Okay, you come to the Ein Yaakov Shir on Shabbos afternoon, so we're up the Brachas Daf Yud. When we get up to Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes, Mitzvah Hashem, a couple of decades, Mitzvah Hashem, so we'll be exploring this inyan. So Yeshua, so that's Yeshua. So then the Gemara says Yeshua gozer b'zman shabbos mikdash kayam. Yeshua's making them into avodim is tied into the Beis HaMikdash, obviously the Mishkan, not the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, and meaning they should work for the Beis HaMikdash, and even, but their primary avdus would be to serve as the schleppers in the Beis HaMikdash. And David Gozar, even Bizman Shain Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Okay. So you have, now let's look at Tosis. What the Gemara doesn't say explicitly, Mamish, is if we're talking about, there's two concurrent paths. We're talking about making them into Avodim, and again, not Avodim Kananim technically, they're independent people, they became Ger. You can't just take a Ger and make him into an Eved Kanani. He's not an Eved Kanani, he's a Ger. Making them into Avodim, and saying that you're not allowed to intermarry with them. Making an Issa, you can't intermarry. So, Unasinim David Gozer Aleihen, Beresh Maitzin, in the beginning of the Sugya, Pirish Bekuntris, Shagozer Aleihem Chasnus. This Gezerah that we keep referring to here is a Gezerah that you're not allowed to intermarry. They're Jews, full fledged Jews. He said nobody should marry them, they should remain a distinct tribe if they atzma.
So then how are they actually full-fledged Jews then if they can't?
Why not? A mamz is a full-fledged Jew. If by full-fledged you mean you can marry them, then they're not full-fledged. They're pogumim, their yichus is pogum. I mean, full-fledged Jews, they're mechuyev in mitzvahs, they're gerim. David gozalim chasus ukedichsiv, v'hagivonim lo b'mnei Yisrael heima. What does it mean, Lo b'bnei Yisrael Hema? They were Jews. Klomer ain ruyanli dovek b'Yisrael. He saw their achzorius. Because of their character traits, he said, no one, you can't intermarry with them. They should remain a distinct, like, tribe within Klal Yisrael. Vashta Porich. Now, the Gemara asks Moshe. Okay, Moshe was actually goes there. Some story happened being made. Moshe, it's not 100% clear to me at least, who it happened to, but he also made these people Chot Ve'etz and Mishor Ve'mayim, the Moshe Gozer Aleihem Avdus. So what's the kasha? The Gemara asks, Moshe already made them into Avodim. So Rashi learns the kasha is Ba'osar Mishum Lo Yiyah Kodesh, good old Lo Yiyah Kodesh, that an Eved, now that's if you're a real Eved. We're going to be dealing with all these issues, believe me. For the Gemara, it seems that Moshe made them into real Avodim, and there's an Issa Lo Yiyah Kodesh. What? It's not clear. The Shas tells us, yes, Moshe refers to Chotei Veitzecha and Shoev Meimecha in Parashas Nitzavim. And we have a Kabbalah, call it a legend, that Moshe Rabbeinu had some sort of story too. Not clear to me at all, never was, what that story would be. Did someone try to fool him? What for? Why they cuffed him for? He was on the other side of the Yardane. Like, who's fooling him? What fooling him? Apparently it was the same tribe of people. They were from the Chivi. It's one of the Shiva Umos, Chivi. Not clear to me at all. But Moshe Rabbeinu already had Chot Ve'etz and Vishav Ve'mayim, and Va'osu Mishum Lo Yiyah Kodesh. U'mishani, the Gemara answers, the Moshe L'gozer El Elahu Dora, for his generation, V'Yeshua, and Yeshua already said them and all of their descendants. V'Yeshua B'Zman Shem Yitzhak Mikdashkayim. And then David said for all time. So everybody added a little. Moshe was for his generation, Yeshua was for all generations, and David was even Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Umatzino L'meimar, Tosis says, the Lo Nesru B'Shum Pam B'Shum Lo Yiyah Kodesh, they never really had the Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Yiyah Kodesh, because in the story, because they weren't real Avodim. Kivan D'Lei Gozer Aleihem Avdus Af Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So they weren't real Avodim, Rabbi Chanan points out. You can't make them into Avodim. There's no way. What? Sorry? Kaddish is someone that has no kiddushin. That's what we saw. What the Rambam holds, Lahiya Kaddish, refers to a zona. Kaddish is mufkur lusnus. The Ravid holds, you have to mamish be open for business. Right? Remember we saw the Rambam holds any mufkeres lusnus. That's what he says in Hilchos Isuri Bia. Unkelus, and most Rishayim learn, it's a reference to Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kanani. So you're not allowed to be with them because Kiddushin is not Taifas with them. Kiddushin is not Taifas in an Eved Kanani or Shifcha Kanani. And therefore they are automatically Kodesh. That's automatically Znus. They're not objects of Ishus. You want to be with them, okay, but they're not objects of Ishus. If they're not objects of Ishus, then you're over the love of Lo Yeh Kodesh. Everybody's mode that in some way, shape, or form, in some sense, Lo Yeh Kodesh refers to Bia with an Isha when she's not an object of Kiddusha. But nobody holds, apparently, just one Bia with a woman and you weren't Makadisha. So we said you're over the Asay. The Rambam holds Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh. It's like shechita. So you had beer with the woman without Kiddush, and you're over the aseh. But for the lav, she has to have a shem kadesha. Omed lekach. She's set aside for that. So anyway, Tosfos says here that it doesn't sound like there was a real issur d'orayis of kodesh because they weren't really avodim. Kivud leigazer leam avdus avdus man shem beis hamikdash kayim.
By Eved, the Hadmir is the Tzad Skus by Eved because he's in the
That's only once he's an Eved, yeah. That's once he's an Eved. The David Gazar Aleim Chasnus, and David also only made an Isser Chasnus because of their character traits. In other words, it's not associated with an Avdus. The Lo Shib Dem Lekulei Dora. Vasi Shaper had the aim been seen in Taras Avodim. In other words, even though there's always an association, there's always like two tracks. We talk about Nasinim being Osir, you'll always find it together with Mamzer mentioned throughout Shas. You'll always see Mamzer Venosin. They're like twins, they're always mentioned together. And he says, David for sure, we're talking about character traits. And he said, Lo Mibnei Yisrael Hema, that you shouldn't intermarry with them. And there's always a track of Avdus, because they're called Chote Eitzecha and Shoev Meimecha. But Tosfos is putting forth the proposition, there are two concurrent tracks, but one doesn't follow from the other. The Isser that David, for example, made on them is not the Isser of Lo Yeh Kodesh, because they're Avodim. Because they weren't regular Avodim. And just two things happen to them, and they're not really kosher, not tolui zeh b'zeh. Right? But us is shapir, and that's why we find hod de'ein b'nesinim taras avodim. We never find, bottom line, that we find that they're usur, but we never find that they're mamish avodim and have the yichus status of avodim. The tanam be'lu nairis, that's us. That's why we're learning these places here. The Habal Hanasina Yesh Laknas. Vilu Babal Ashivcha Tnanain Laknas. Vayma Birushalmi Afilu Bishumeris. Don't think the reason a Shivcha has no Knas is because we assume she's already a Ba'ula. That's not the case. You learn out from a Pasuk that a Shivcha Knanis doesn't have Knas, but a Nasina does have Knas. So you see, a Nasina is not a Shivcha. Even though, again, there was a gezeira that they should work, but not to the degree there was no kinyan involved, there was no effect on their personal status mitzad the avdus.
They're right to be married.
But then there was a gezeira not to marry with them because of the achzorias, because of their character traits. We didn't want their genes infiltrating Klal Yisrael. The ode. What?
Your relations with the Shifatmanish, you'd be over a lav?
According to most Rishonim.
Yeah.
The lav of Lo Yiyah Kadesha. In fact, if you look at Unkelos on that pasuk, he says, in our Unkelos, talks about an Eved and a Shifcha. If you look at Unkelos on the pasuk, Lo Yiyah Kadesh, from there yourself, Lo Yiyah Kadesh, from there yourself, you see, it says an Eved should marry a Bas Yisrael, and a Ben Yisrael should marry a Shifcha. The Ode, says Toysis, Tim Yesh Mem Toros Avdus, Litzari Chirure Benesini. Chirure means an Eved Meshuchar, an Eved that the Adam freed him. The Meshuchar Osir B'Shifcha. Right, there's a list of 10 types of Yuchsin in Klal Yisrael, in the fourth parak in Kedushin. And which who can marry whom and who can marry whom. So it says they are Charuri, even though Klal Yisrael, a regular Jew can't marry an Asina, but an Eved Meshuchror, a freed Eved Kanani, who has a status like a Ger, so he can marry an Asina. Now he can't marry a Shifcha. So you see that there is Sir. Was a separate thing having to do with their genealogy, call it having to do with their character traits. You don't want people intermarrying with them, so they were made into a Isser, also think of people to marry. A Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzer, for example. A Ger, not a full-fledged Jew, we'll have to say. You know, we don't like using that word, but a Ger is not, in terms of his personal status, we're not talking about his Frumkeit. In terms of his personal status, he's a Ger. He's not a born Jew. And therefore, a Ger, for example, is allowed to marry a Mamzer. A Ger is not called Kahal Hashem. So a Ger is also allowed to marry an Asina. Right? But he can't marry a Shivcha. Shivcha's an Isad.
What are their kids?
What?
What are their kids? Their kids are full-fledged Jews? A Ger and a...
Whose kids?
A Ger and a Asina. A Ger and a Shifcha, or a Ger and a Mamzer?
A Ger is not allowed to marry a Shifcha.
An
Asina. A Ger and an Asina, probably the kids of an Asina. Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin, oh no, wait. The Mishnah Kiddushin. Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin, Ve'ein Aveira, Havlad Hoylech Acher HaZocher. Okay, so then it would not be an Asina, it would be a Jew. But if... If a Nosin married a Giyaris, then the child would be a Nosin. You remember that just by thinking that if a Kohen marries a Yisrael, the kid's a Kohen. Like every marriage is Yesh Kiddushin Vein Aveira.
Right, but the kids are Jewish based on the mother, so I wasn't sure how this would work.
It's Ein Kiddushin. Right. That's Kol Mokom She'ein Kiddushin Avlad Hoylech Acher HaNekeva. It goes after the mother. Okay, but a Meshuchar is also in a Shifcha. Because a Ger, even though he's not fully Kal Hashem, he's allowed to marry a Mamzer, but he's not allowed to marry a Shifcha. A Shifcha, because a Shifcha is Isser, is because